Good morning. Wow. Exams have been tough, huh? Let's try one more. Good morning. So good to see you this morning. We're praying for you as you work your way through this finals week. Welcome to the final chapel of the semester. And we're going to do some special things today that I hope will be a real help and encouragement to you. A couple of announcements as we begin. The student composition recital will be held on Tuesday, April 30th at 5:30 in Stratton Hall. And so we want to invite the university family to come and hear this recital of the music composition class's best original works performed by our own music at BJU students. And so I want to invite you to come to that. In addition to that, as you complete exams and look forward to completing the semester, there are a whole bunch of events and opportunities. I'm not going to read through them all. They're all up there on the screen, and so please take note of those things. In particular, then, the awards ceremony at 11:15 on Thursday is the last required campus event for students who are not marching in commencement. And so if you're in that category, after this event and after you've completed all final campus responsibilities, that might be work, it might be room check, you're free to leave campus after that. So we would encourage you, though, to attend as many of the opportunities as you're able to. And in particular, I want to encourage you to stay and be a part of baccalaureate and commencement. A reminder on that regard, if you stay in the residence halls on Thursday night because of things that are happening on campus, you are expected to attend the baccalaureate service. So if you are planning on staying in the residence halls on Thursday night, you need to attend baccalaureate service. And it's a great time to come support and celebrate the accomplishment of your fellow students. And so just some notes to take note of, but I hope that as part of all of this, I know many of you are eager to get on and many of you have jobs waiting for you, but I want to encourage you as much as you can, stay and enjoy the celebration of all that God has done this year, as well as in the lives of those who are graduating after 4 years. Let's stand together. Dr. Renee Wentworth is going to come, lead us in affirming our creed, and lead us in prayer.
I believe in the inspiration of the Bible, both the Old and the New Testaments, the creation of man by the direct act of God, the incarnation and virgin birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, his identification as the Son of God, his vicarious atonement for the sins of mankind by the shedding of his blood on the cross, the resurrection of his body from the tomb, his power to save men from sin, the new birth with the regeneration by the Holy Spirit, and the gift of eternal life by the grace of God. Let's pray together. Father, your almighty hand has been on us this year. We have seen you bless. We have learned many things, and we are grateful. We ask for these next couple of days as students finish up their exams that you would help them to stay focused on you, to trust you, to study hard, but leave the results to you. And as they go home for this summer or wherever it is that you take them, we pray that you would take care of them, that you would bless them, that you would give them many opportunities to share your word, to be a blessing to other people. We thank you again for your love for us, all you have done. We don't deserve anything, but we are grateful that you love us and have given us everything. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen.
The Lord has certainly been faithful to bring us this far. May he find us faithful to fulfill the calling he's placed on our lives.
Thank you.
Let me say one more time, thank you for your incredible singing in chapel this year. It's a joy to stand and listen to you sing. This morning we're going to have the presentation of the 2024 vintage. Our vintage staff will come and show a short video that introduces the theme, after which our editor, Jillian Sitton, will come and reveal the dedicatees of this year's vintage and tell you then about where you can pick up your yearbook after chapel today. Would you give a warm welcome to our vintage editor, Jillian Sitton?
Before the God of the universe, all creation trembles. By the power of his voice, trees shatter, the earth melts, and the dead are raised to life. The beauty and splendor of the Majestic One compel the earth to sing his praise. Fearsome to his enemies, the mighty warrior carries out judgment against the wicked. God, who never had a beginning and will never have an end, exists outside time and space. Nothing contains an omnipresent God, and no one controls him. He is the I Am, the self-sufficient and self-sustaining one, the God who was, who is, and who will be. When we reflect on the magnitude, glory, and power of God, our hearts marvel upon his mindfulness of man. Scripture abundantly demonstrates that this transcendent God cares deeply for our needs. In the desert wilderness, God sought Hagar, a pregnant young woman fleeing harsh mistreatment by her mistress. Meeting Hagar next to a quiet spring, God directed her to return and submit to Sarai, though he graciously accompanied his command with a promise. Hagar's offspring would forever be under his protection. Marveling at God's care for her, Hagar praised God with the name El Roy, which means, "You are the God who sees me." God did not ignore Hagar's misery, but rather redeemed it. Similarly, God intervened when his disheartened and oppressed servant Elijah became exhausted and lost hope. The great provider sent ravens to feed Elijah. In addition, God met the prophet's fear and discouragement with perfect comfort and a strengthening faith. God did not ignore Elijah's suffering. Just as he did with Hagar, God patiently pursued Elijah and gently comforted him. The ultimate illustration of personal and complete provision in Scripture is Jesus Christ, the Messiah. During his earthly ministry, Jesus met individual needs and offered miraculous solutions. He wept with the grieving, he touched the unclean and the unwanted, he healed the suffering, and he forgave the sinner. Like his Father, the Savior sees the persistent reality of sin, suffering, and injustice. However, rather than ignoring crises, Christ hears our cry and enters our plight. God has given his Spirit to comfort and guide his children. The glorious light of God's mercy and grace, exposing the hidden sin of our hearts, draws us closer to the Savior. Ensnared by affliction, suffering, or deep pain, even amid the simple, mundane routine of life, we can be tempted to believe that God does not see us. However, when our broken and contrite hearts cry out for help, the God of the desert, the God of the ravens, the God who knows our needs, meets our trouble and sorrow with his unfathomable compassion and boundless mercy. When we cry out for help, do not find a distant, unaware, or indifferent God. Rather, we find what our souls seek, the Lord himself, the God who sees.
This year's vintage is dedicated to two people with similar positions. Please hold your applause until both individuals have been recognized. Throughout his ministry at Bob Jones University, our first dedicatee has exemplified the qualities of a faithful servant of Jesus Christ. At the end of this academic year, May 2024, he will have completed 47 years of service to BJU. Our dedicatee has made an indelible mark on the university family through his steadfast dedication and artistic ability. Born in Riverside, New Jersey, he graduated from BJU in 1976 with a BS in cinema. His passion for visual storytelling in the Christian film industry led him to pursue a MA in cinema, which he earned in 1977. For almost five decades, he has committed himself to utilizing film as a medium to share the gospel message. His career began in unusual films, BJU's former motion picture studio, where he applied his God-given artistic gifts to promote the university and eventually served as lead animator. In 1973, he was thrilled to learn animation firsthand from a former Disney animator as Unusual Films produced BJU's first animated promotional film, For All the Right Reasons. His gifts of storytelling, drawing, and animation became immediately apparent when he began working on promotional films for the university. His artistic prowess extended to the creation of a short film titled The Golden Rom, an animated cartoon following three chipmunks and their harrowing adventure across campus. His influence also reached feature films. Additionally, he utilizes his skills to produce numerous promotional videos showcasing campus life and special occasions. When the university closed Unusual Films in 2016, he transferred to the marketing department. Our dedicatee is also an educator, having taught courses on Adobe software, a multimedia production. I know he loves the Lord, says a former colleague, and I know his desire is to promote and serve BJU as best as he can. I'm so blessed to call him my friend. For his humble spirit, ongoing commitment to Bob Jones University, and desire to show Christ in everything he does, the 2024 vintage is dedicated to Bruce Pulhamus. Throughout his ministry at Bob Jones University, our second co-dedicatee has exemplified the Apostle Paul's exhortation to look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. At the end of this academic year, May 2024, he will have completed 47 and a half years of service to BJU. While he has spent most of his career working behind a camera, he stands as a testament of lifelong ministry for the sake of the gospel. Born in Somers Point, New Jersey, he graduated from BJU in 1977 with a BS in radio and television broadcasting. 30 years later, his passion for visual storytelling led him to pursue a MA in cinema and visual production, which he earned in 2011. For almost 5 decades, he has also committed himself to utilizing film as a medium to share the gospel message. Our dedicatee spent 37 and a half years in BJU's TV ministries. His career began on the university's television program, Show My People, a weekly production designed to challenge viewers to rely confidently on the Lord. Throughout the 10-year course of the show, he supervised the lighting and camera operation. He served as the show's production manager and editor from 1977 to 1979, then as producer and director. When Show My People concluded, our dedicatee continued to guide the TV production department through a variety of video productions, including promotional films that highlighted BJU's educational programs. He recorded and edited numerous stage productions and produced videos alongside BJU Press. For the last 10 years, he has worked on the video team in the marketing department. Additionally, he plays a pivotal role live streaming BJU's chapel services, concert, opera, and drama series programs, and athletic events. His leadership continues to propel us to the top, says one athletic coach. We continue to hear accolades from our BJU constituency, as well as from our guests, about the quality and excellence that our broadcasts demonstrate. His passion for visual television broadcasting extends to his role as a mentor. At various times, he has assisted the cinema and journalism departments in their efforts to provide hands-on training to the students in production lighting, camera operation, and video editing. For his humble spirit, ongoing commitment to Bob Jones University, and desire to show Christ in everything he does, the 2024 vintage is dedicated to Dan Boone. I would like to take a moment to recognize the Vintage staff for their work. Will the members of the Vintage staff please stand? Each of these students contributed to the creation of this year's book. Each of them has invested much time and energy into telling the story of this year at BJU. The editors, in particular, have worked diligently over the past year, some through semester breaks, to steward this year's memories and experiences, not only to build the theme, but also to faithfully tell your story. Thank you. You may be seated. I would also like to recognize the advisory committee. Will the Vintage Advisory Committee please stand? These individuals have worked countless hours behind the scenes, providing guidance and direction to the staff. Their missional commitment and investment in the process are vital to the Vintage's success and the individual growth of the students on staff. On behalf of the staff, I would like to thank you for your Christ-like leadership, support to the staff, and commitment to the university community. Thank you. You may pick up your copy of The Vintage after chapel in Rhoda Haver Lobby until 8 p.m. today, and tomorrow from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Thank you.
I think you're really going to enjoy The Vintage. The theme is incredible, and how it has been developed actually is incredible, and you got a taste of that through the short video. Thank you to all of you that have invested so many hours in capturing in one place all that God has done on our campus this year. I want to kind of pull together in the last few minutes we have, kind of recap the year, and at the heart of that will be a video recap of the year. I want to introduce it by going to Nehemiah, and I want to close it out by taking us back to Philippians. And so in the book of Nehemiah, when Nehemiah finally makes his way to Jerusalem, he surveys the work that needs to be done, and he parses out not just the daunting task of building the walls, but of encouraging and then stimulating the people to rise up and do a work for God. He records for us these words in chapter 2 and verse 18. Then I told them of the hand of my God, which was good upon me. We have an opportunity this year to stop and think about the good hand of our God upon us, to rejoice in what he has done. We can look back, and sometimes we forget, right? Looking forward to something like an exam, we're really driven to pray. And then it happens, and we get through it, and it wasn't as bad as we thought, or it was, but we survived. And I'm not sure often enough we take the time to not just go back and remember the event, but to remember how God answered prayer. Nehemiah didn't forget. And he used the power of encouragement to stimulate others to have enough faith to trust God and to rise up and build. And he reminds us with these words, so they strengthened their hands for this good work. I'm always intrigued by the last words of a book, and the final words of the book of Nehemiah are words that actually, through the latter half of the book, he repeats a few times. And I think he gives them to us in light of saying, you know what, I was able to tell them about the hand of God that was good upon me. And he ends this book with these words in Nehemiah chapter 13 and verse 31. Remember me, O my God, for good. You know, one of the things that stopping and remembering the good hand of God upon us ought to do is stimulate us to a faith that looks forward and says, God, continue to have your good hand upon me because I intend to keep on serving you. I hope that as we recount our story, that you will stop and think through the lens of God's story in your life and on our campus this year. And so at this time, let's watch a recap video of the whole of our school year. And it's one of the things that indicates to me that Nehemiah had a heart that was more about building the people of God than it was about building the walls of the city.
And they've been set free, and life has come, that abundant life that Jesus promised, and keep it going.
It's just the start of work. You have to get like...
Thank you.
Your story. I hope it brings back sweet, sweet memories that encourage you. And one of the things we learn from the book of Nehemiah is that as he is telling God's story, he constantly reminds us that God's story is delivered into our story through people. And there's an incredible group of people that this year have done an incredible job in delivering the mission of Bob Jones University. I'm honored to call them friends and colleagues, and it's been an unusual year. It's been a year of transition for all of us, for you, and it has been even more so for them with regard to leadership structure and those sort of things, but they really are the ones that have kept us focused, have delivered the mission, have carried out such an incredible impact in your story, and I'd like all of our faculty and staff who are here today to stand. From the bottom of our hearts, thank you. Another part of your story that we get to rejoice over is you saw pictures of Bible conference fundraisers. And what a great and amazing thing God did through you. And so this morning, I'm happy to officially announce that our Bible conference offering for Dare for More Ministries ended with a total of $163,058.43. We exceeded our goal. You are amazing. And again, I hope you see that it's your story, right? But not any one of us can take credit for that. It's God's story of what he does in and through our lives. And so take your Bibles and go with me to the end of the book of Philippians. Because I want us to finish by contemplating the mind of Christ one more time with regard to living. The mind of Christ with regard to what does the rest of my life look like? Paul finishes this book. And he does so in a rejoicing way. He brings us back kind of to the original setting. He opens this letter in such a personal way. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you all. I pray for you. I have you in my heart. I have you in my mind. He's engaged with these people that God has used to be a part of his story. And as he comes to the end of the book, that's where he returns. He returns back to his relationship with them, and he reminds them of their participation, actual participation in his gospel work and his care for them in a very real and personal way. And because of that, Chapter 4 and verse 11, he could say to them, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. And I love the fact that Paul uses this idea of even he is learning. He has been being shaped. He has been being changed. And coming to a place of resting, faith-filled contentment is a process of growth. And it's a process of growth that God wants to lead every one of us to. That pursuing the mind of Christ actually is this sweet process where I can be moved from a sense of having to strive in life, that there's something else I have to be after, that there's something else I need to attain in order to be worthy or to have satisfaction or attainment. And actually life as I pursue the mind of Christ is this process of coming to a place that I actually can be content. Because I've not just settled what I should do in Christ, I've actually settled who I am in Christ. And you know the marvelous thing he points out to us here? Is that God actually helps us learn that through the dynamics of interpersonal relationships. Paul's able to look back at these people and said, you know what, you couldn't meet my need, but I actually realized that it was because you lacked opportunity. You would have, but you couldn't. But that God used people in his story, and as part of that, he used those relationships to help shape his contentment in Christ. He's going to give us two other very well-known, very familiar truths, but I want us to remember they're all sourced in the context of these relationships. And so when Paul writes to them in verse 13, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. He actually does it in the middle of this sandwich about what these people have done for him. And he says, you know what? I saw what you did. I saw how you gave out of your need. I saw that you wanted to, but you didn't have opportunity. And then when you did, you actually sacrificed. And you have now encouraged me that my God will supply my needs because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Young people, God wants to use your story to impact somebody else's story. And he wants to do so in a way that you live with the mind of Christ relationally that actually is marked by serving. How can I show the mind of Christ to somebody else? Because in doing so, you will help shape their thinking that brings them to a godly contentment and actually encourages them that I can actually live for Christ when life is hard because I know others who are doing that and they're speaking into my life and they come around me when there's trouble. God helps me know that I'm never alone and without him because so often when I'm alone, he brings somebody else into my life. Will you be that person? And then I want to take you to the end of the book because there's a faith-filled looking forward. When Paul writes again these familiar words, now to them, in light of their ministry to him, he writes to them, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And he writes to them who are now going to face trouble or may already be, and they may have need and they might be struggling. And he says, I want you to hear from me by my testimony that as God used you to encourage me and to strengthen me and to bring me to a godly contentment through our relationship and your demonstrated faithfulness, I want you to know that he didn't just do it because I'm Paul or because of who I am or because of what colossal things I've done. He's done it because who he is. And that same God that used you to abundantly supply my need, he is going to supply yours. Trust him. And so young people, as we've contemplated our story, and we see that really it's God's story in our life. As today we have honored two men who really have given their lives to telling other people's stories. I want to encourage you to have the mind of Christ by going and telling his story about what he's done in your life this year and doing it in such a way that you make a difference in somebody else's story. Thank you for letting me be a part of this amazing ride with you this year. It has been an honor to serve you at BJU. Let's pray. Father, how could we ever thank you that because of Christ we have a story to tell? Lord, thank you that our story is one of redemption because of Calvary. God, I pray today as we come to this final chapel, oh God, if there's somebody here who doesn't know you as Savior and they've waited and they've fought and they've resisted all year, oh God, change their story today. Draw them to yourself in convicting power. Save them. God, I pray that all of us would leave this chapel today thinking about the story of your amazing grace in our lives this year. That we'd think about the people you have used to be a part of that. And I pray, oh God, that we would all live with a heart that wants to live with the mind of Christ in godly contentment, rejoicing in your supply and making a difference in somebody else's story because of it. And with Paul, we will say, to you be all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray it. Amen. You're dismissed.